Cape Talk from the continent.
From the continent this morning on the Early Breakfast Show with me, Zane Johnson. We chat to Soko Sabir, who's the editor at Africa.com. And Soko, from one business section to another business section, blockchain startups tackle Africa's energy crisis. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Zane, and to your listeners. Yes, you know, blockchain technology is basically the new buzzword across everything. It also it sounds like the Internet of Things, you know, when one thing leads to the next thing, everything is interconnected. But what's happening is a startup company in Lagos called One Watt Solar has basically come up with a way to ensure that, you know, the energy crisis that is especially experienced in Nigeria because of the power cuts that frequently occur can be resolved. So what this does is that it allows people to pay for solar energy use by using blockchain tokens. Now, in countries where cryptocurrencies are allowed, it's because, you know, the currency or issuance of money and access to hard cash is a problem. So they found that cryptocurrencies are what works best. And because some people now have jumped on the wave of cryptocurrencies, you also need to feed into that market if you're an entrepreneur. Tap into that market, go into it, and see how you can actually service the clients who are in that sector. And what this does is that you're now able to pay for solar energy using your cryptocurrency, and it's a model that can actually be replicated anywhere across the continent. So it started off in Lagos. It's moving to Ghana very soon, just as, you know, regulations come into play. Many governments across Africa are still a bit wary about cryptocurrencies and how to use it wisely because of, you know, the misinformation, I think, sometimes that's come about in terms of how people use cryptocurrencies. But as I last week we were talking about how a restaurant, for example, in Kenya uses cryptocurrencies for payments after your meal. And this is the whole thing about entrepreneurship. You see a gap in the market. You see the wave. You know, you look at what people are doing and you see how you can tap into that so that you can also solve a problem, for example, in terms of what people are experiencing day to day.
And moving on from that story this morning, and we're chatting to the Africa.com editor Soko Sabir on the Early Breakfast Show with me, Zane Johnson. Soko, where are the highest paying jobs in Africa? Give us the top five.
The top five. So, for example, Zambia has the highest paying jobs. And these are in sectors that we spoke about earlier on in the week. Manufacturing, the industry players, you know, if you want to go into mining, for example, engineers, infrastructure building, those are the top paying jobs. African countries are building up and boosting up the infrastructure deals. So those are the jobs that you go to. So you look at countries whereby they're already starting to do that. They want to build up the infrastructure. So you go there. So, for example, Zambia has one of the best places to work in. Number two is us, South Africa, in terms of if you want to go into professionals, you know, for example, as I said, it's always the mining, engineering, software engineers as well, IT managers, air traffic controllers. Those are the top paying jobs that you can look out for. In Namibia is number three, if you're looking into jobs, senior professional positions, for example, landscaping, spatial planning, town designing. So it's all those engineering jobs, you know, because, you know, we're starting to build smart cities. We want to be connected. We want to go green. And we need people who can actually design a city from scratch, how we use, what material we use in our buildings, how to plant a park, how to make green spaces, how to make sure air quality, noise pollution, all those things are factored in when you're actually building a city. And number four is Mauritius. Number five is Tanzania. As I say, this is all part of spatial planning. People want to go into the cities, but they still want to live a quality life when they are in those cities. And people who are gearing towards those jobs can actually start moving out of South Africa. I know, for example, we're having protests with graduates who are saying they're unemployed. But you always have to, you know, the debate is always, are you actually looking at what the market needs and are you studying and upskilling yourself towards the demands of the market. So if, for example, you find that it's not possible to work in South Africa, perhaps look outside of our borders.
Yeah. And that's Africa.com editor. So